Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
President Donald Trump delivered his first speech to Congress last night. Trump made a brief mention of Detroit while discussing his goal of improving life in America's inner cities. The president also touched on a number of issues that resonate in Michigan, including a proposed $1 trillion investment in infrastructure nationwide. He also referenced the idea of Buy American, Hire American, something that may play well with the auto industry and other businesses in Michigan. What stood out to you as being especially relevant to our state?
Well, the things you mentioned, or the question is, we don't know any specifics, really. The infrastructure proposal sounds very attractive, but we don't know whether he'll get the votes from Republicans in Congress, because you'd certainly have to run up the debt or raise taxes or both to come up with that kind of money. The Buy American theme, of course, will resonate with members of the United Auto Workers Union and others. And, of course, a lot of those folks voted for Donald Trump to their union leader's alarm last year. But, again, I don't recall any president going out and saying, please buy foreign. So I don't know to what extent that's going to affect it. He said some things that sounded promising, but as they used to say in the old commercials, where's the beef?
A Jewish day school in Ann Arbor was one of a number of Jewish facilities across the country that received a bomb threat on Monday. A Jewish community center at the same property got a threat about a month ago. With an increase in the reports of threats and vandalism, police are urging people who live in or near Jewish neighborhoods to be vigilant. But is there anything else Michigan officials and residents can do to head off that kind of behavior?
Oh, I don't think so. I think what you have is there's a lot of copycat behavior with things like this. And I think there's a climate in the country that gives people permission to sort of vent and do things like this. We have no idea, of course, whether these threats are coming from determined anti-Semites or people who are actually dangerous or whether it's pranks. You have to take all these things seriously. The good news, of course, is that there have been no bombs so far, but this is something we don't need and another sort of unwelcome distraction. But sure, people should be careful, indulgent, and watch for people putting packages down and all the other sorts of things they tell you to do.
Since we last spoke, legislation that would have reduced the state's income tax over a period of years died a painful death in Lansing. First, it was a plan to eliminate the tax. Then it became a plan to reduce it. Then the Republican leadership in the House couldn't get enough votes. Does that failure and the divide in the party over the issue of taxes signal bigger problems for the Republicans as they try to move on to other issues?
Not necessarily. This could be a bigger problem for the new speaker. They're trying to put a different gloss on this, saying, well, he knew he was going to lose, but he allowed the vote, and people could go on record and tell their voters they were against taxes, et cetera. And there's a chance that might happen. But if on the next big crucial vote, Speaker Leonard drops the ball again, he's probably going to be in political trouble. We don't know how this will resonate in the long run. It looks like a crazy tax cut is off the table for the foreseeable future. But with politics and legislators, you never can tell.
A group called Voters Not Politicians wants to change the way the lines are drawn for Michigan's districts for the U.S. House of Representatives and the state legislature. The group wants an independent redistricting commission. Voters Not Politicians is going to host some town halls, then write a proposed amendment to the state constitution and try to get it on the ballot in a couple of years. How do you like their chances, and is this a good way to deal with concerns about gerrymandering?
Well, as a infinitely wise political analyst, I'll say it's too early to tell to know where this is going to go. They're going to need a lot of money, and they're going to need a lot of support to get something like this on the ballot, and they're going to have a lot of opposition. The Republicans, who've gerrymandered the state probably more effectively than ever before, are going to fight this every step of the way. It's going to take millions of dollars to get these signatures, and it'll be interesting to see whether any money would back this, but this is a very crucial thing. It's going to be very hard to do. We'll have to keep an eye on whether they're able to do it or not.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.